I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. According to the Poetry Foundation, Pablo Neruda was born Ricardo Eliezer Neftali Reyes Basoalto in southern Chile on July 12, 1904. He led a life charged with poetic and political activity. In 1923, he sold all of his possessions to finance the publication of his first book, Twilight, which was issued under the pseudonym Pablo Neruda to avoid conflict with his family, who disapproved of his occupation. The following year, he found a publisher for 20 love poems and a song of despair. The book made a celebrity of Neruda, who gave up his studies at the age of 20 to devote himself to his craft. Neruda received numerous prestigious awards, including the International Peace Prize in 1950 and the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1971. On September 23, 1973, the man widely regarded as one of the greatest Latin American poets died in Santiago, Chile. I've come to love and reread and read again so many of his poems. Picking a representative sample is difficult. One of my favorites comes from his second book, 20 Love Poems, Leaning Into the Evenings. Leaning into the evenings, I throw my sad nets to your ocean eyes. There, my loneliness stretches and burns in the tallest bonfire, arms twisting like a drowning man's. I cast red signals over your absent eyes, which lap like the sea at the lighthouse shore. You guard only darkness, my distant female. Sometimes the coast of dread emerges from your stare. Leaning into the evenings, I toss my sad nets to that sea which stirs your ocean eyes. The night birds peck at the first stars that twinkle like my soul as I love you. Night gallops on the shadowy mare, scattering wheat stalks over the fields. New York Times book review critic Selden Rodman wrote, "No writer of world renown is perhaps so little known to North Americans as Chilean poet Pablo Neruda." New York Review of Books critic John Leonard wrote, "Neruda was, I think, one of the great ones, a Whitman of the South." Several writers claim Neruda is difficult to translate, and what has appeared in English represents only a small portion of his work. Ignore his critics and bathe yourself in his verse. Here is a brief excerpt from Poetry. "And it was at that age poetry arrived in search of me. I don't know how. I don't know where it came from winter or a river. I don't know how or when. No, they weren't voices. They were not words nor silence. But from a street it called me. From the branches of the night, abruptly from the others, among raging fires or returning alone, there it was without a face, and it touched me. Let Neruda touch your heart, you will be forever changed." 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.